mingle with high winds and whirl around, sweeping everything in its path. America, never was I proud of my country with your many shameful acts, your lynching, your sadistic control beyond reason, your inequality in religion and race, your double standards in freedom of speech. America, every tree that grew on your land was watered from evaporated tears. And your eagles that soar high in the sky, resting on your magnificent mountains, mumble words of disappointment and bury their faces from disgrace. And your stars that are embedded on your flag march with no dignity at night. America, you have done so much injustice in your land, uncivilized acts of discrimination, targeting Muslims, treating them in such inhumane ways that if you swore on inequality, you stand. Lie all day staring at the ceiling in a 6x9 foot cell. I die a trillion times at night. My soul rises from grief to be returned in the morning, sin and shock. What America, my own country, has done to my innocent son and a million more. Okay, this is my son. General Attorney in Raleigh says that he took care of terrorists, okay? Oh, they, because oh, he wants an election right now. I don't know if he's running for the White House president or something. So he said, and on his commercial that he took care of terrorists. So these are terrorists. They're kids who are doing nothing, okay? So they kept him in solitary confinement for like about 2 years. They were denied a speedy trial. And then after they kept the ringleader, the one they called the ringleader, which was the one who was talking against the war and stuff like that. They had an informant on him, and they got him taped. They got him on tape. But my son was on none of these tapes. They could not. All the money that they spent on informants, they had three informants. My son was on none of these tapes because he wasn't even around that guy boat anymore. After he came back from his trip, he just stayed away. They went and they kept after the father, Roy, and his sons to take the plea. The father had like 14 charges under the arrest because he was in solitary confinement. I heard that he was handcuffed, and I heard that sometimes he couldn't even scrub his head, okay? He decided, okay, he's going to take the plea to see him, so he could end the torture. So he had 14...
So that's a form of coercion.
Yes, he had 14 charges. 12 were dropped, he was left with two. Okay? Because they couldn't get these two young men to lie, okay, against Boyd. Because they wanted to give them a plea for 10 years, and 3 years would be locked, plus you serve 80% in federal jail. They refused to lie. So they got punished, especially my son. They kept coming after him. And he said, no, I'm not going to take the plea deal, and I'm not going to lie against other people. So then, guess what happened? They went to the ringleader, and they, you know, ringleader, of course, and they somehow coerced him into pleading, and he pled guilty, and he testified against these two young men, okay? And there really wasn't much he could say. But everything at court was done. I mean, it was so biased. The way they picked the jury was so biased. There were, I'm sorry to say that, but they were all white people, most of them. There were only two. One was African American, one was probably Hispanic. The Hispanic guy slept most of the trial. It was very boring because they kept running these tape recordings of what Boyd was saying that was so unclear. It was so unclear, nobody could hear, but yet the prosecutors took some papers, some transcripts, filled in what they wanted the jury to think that Boyd was saying, okay, so he would seem like he's a terrorist, okay, and handed it over to the jury, of course. And then while they're playing the tape recordings, they kept showing America versus Ziad Yagi, United States versus Ziad Yagi. They kept saying that. They kept brainwashing the jury, okay? Then they brought in videotapes of people beheading other people. America, United States versus Ziad Yagi. Okay, then they brought a big, huge bunch of weapons. Okay, my son didn't touch any of these weapons, didn't have a weapon at home or anything. And they kept putting it, and putting my son's picture up. Everything was done so biased. Then they said that the word beach was meant a code word for jihad. Marriage also was a code word for jihad, but yet in fact, my son's lawyer went to Jordan and he met with the bride's father because now she's married, and they had a conversation and he said, yes, Ziad was about to marry his daughter, okay? So everything was sick and illegal, done. Now my son is in the SHU. They sent him to Coleman, Florida. They convicted him and he's serving 31.5 years for doing nothing. Nothing illegal took place. He did not harm anybody. Nothing wrong happened. So how can he be serving 31.5 years, okay? What takes a mother, a single mother like me, to drive from North Carolina, okay, on a limited income? I had to take days off of my job. I don't know how I'm gonna pay my rent next month. What takes me to drive throughout the night for 14 hours straight, okay, to talk about my son, so people will stand by me? Nobody's standing by me. Nobody's standing by me because people believe the media
and believe that there's terrorists. When you hear on TV that there's terrorists, they are lying to you, okay? There's no such thing as terrorists. They create them, okay? They create them.
You said that during the trial, it wasn't understood well what was being said.
Yes, ma'am.
Did they not have a stenographer there?
No, nothing. No, it was so. I mean, look, yesterday it happened to be, or before yesterday, I don't have cable, so only like two of my channels work. And I was sitting down, and I was watching Dr. Phil, which I really don't like watching, but you know, sometimes I need some noise, okay, in the background, because I live alone. And if I keep thinking about my son, I'm gonna go crazy. So it was a little boy, he was 12 years old. He got convicted of killing his sister, even though there was proof that he did not do it. His DNA was not on any of his, like, on his sister's body and whatever equipment they used to. I think it was his mother who killed her. But I'm not, you know, I can't say, but, you know, the proof is more on his mom. So they took the little boy, harassed him for 5 hours, and convinced him off tape what to say, and then they put the tape back on, and he said, yes, I killed my sister, to get out of it. My father.
He asked questions afterwards, sorry.
But anyway, so what the police did for this young boy that I was watching is that they just need to convict somebody because they need to put somebody in jail, and they make money off of that, and they don't care who they make money off. They don't care. They don't care. We're just a number to them. When they were talking about the jury, they number the jury, number one, number two, as if we're not humans. We are the 99 percenters. They are the 1 percenters. Why should they be in control of us and mark us as numbers? Why should my son be in the shoe, in the special housing unit, losing his mind? He only gets one call per month, okay? And you know, it's only 15 minutes and it's interrupted so often that we lose what we're gonna say, okay? His letters are getting shorter and shorter. It seems like he's only allowed to write me either once a week or once every 2 weeks. So I could tell he's not doing mentally good. Research the shoe. They put everything in red, everything is red and it's underground, okay? And it's designed to make you lose your brain. And they are doing it to my son because they are mad at him because he did not take the plea deal and because he did not lie against somebody that he didn't even know what they wanted him to say. And he kept telling me, I don't know what they want from me. I don't know what they want to say against this guy. And then at the end, okay, the judge and the prosecutor say, well, we don't know. I mean, he had never said that he's innocent, okay? And I told her in a letter, go ahead and reverse the tape recorders, and you would hear him saying so many times, I don't even know why I'm here. But
thank you.